Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, you guys? If you just tuned in with me today here at MN Live Radio, I am your host, Nala, your girl, doing it big. You know how we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. It's Undiscovered Gold. But today, y'all, my interview has been rolling in like crazy. Today, I have an interview with Pete Chase from Straightway. I think I said it right. Or is it The Straightway? We're going to find out real soon with my interview with Pete Chase. Here it goes.
Hello.
What's up?
Yo, what's happening?
All right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast and my podcast today. Today we are on MN Live Radio with P. Chase. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it right. P. Chase. What's up, y'all? P. Chase.
Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into music?
I sure can. I'm P. Chase. I'm Knoxville, Tennessee, a.k.a. The Gun Zone, born and raised. I'm an independent artist, producer, CEO of a music company. I do everything that, you know, whatever I can do. There's nothing. I'll put no limit to anything. I've been doing this music stuff since I was like 15, 16. I actually started out with music in a different branch of music and genre, but it escalated to me branching over into doing the music, getting into the hip-hop scene. At first, the hip-hop scene, then it changed to the rap scene and stuff like that. So, ever since then, I just been, you know, concentrating on doing my music and, you know, trying to make the best of what I got at the same time.
Okay, that's what's up. So, what is the first album that you ever bought?
Oh, man, the first album that I bought. Oh, hey, check this out. Yo. Okay, back when I was 15, I had, I know this is off subject, but I raised money for me to be able to go to space camp down in Huntsville, Alabama. When I went down there, this was during the time Lil Wayne came out with The Block Is Hot. And it's so funny because I was so excited to go get the CD. And when I went to go get the CD, I had went and got it from Walmart thinking I was doing big things. And then once I put the CD in the CD player and I heard it, I kept trying to ask myself, where's the words? Like, we missing some words here, and not realizing that I went and bought the Block Is Hot CD, the 9-cousin version. So that was the first CD that I had ever bought coming out with Lil Wayne's Block Is Hot.
So you're a Lil Wayne fan? You represent Lil Wayne?
You know what? Lil Wayne was like, you know, he was the dude. Like, in my era, Lil Wayne was the dude, but it just wasn't Lil Wayne. Like, I didn't just grow up off of one rapper. I like to listen to music, and when I like to listen to music, I like to learn from it. So most of the music that I, if it's any type of music that I've listened to in the past, is more storytelling music, coming from Juvenile, 400 Degrees, T.I., I'm Serious.
Did you say Juvenile, though?
Yeah, you heard what I said.
Okay.
I'm going to be something behind the project deal then. I'm telling you.
That's like, what's up.
Like, that was the type of music that I grew up off of, and that is the music that has motivated me to do the things that I do with my music. And like one of the main, I would say one of my main people that I used to listen to all the time, I was a heavy 3-6 Mafia fan. And
oh my just, God, for real?
Yes. It just wasn't from what that, like a music, the type of stuff that they did. And you know, even all the way down to Project, this like Project Pat, Getty Green, like Juicy J, the Chronicles of Juicy J, you know what I'm saying? Like all of that, like the Hypnotized Kemp Posse. I remember when the 336 came out, when the Smoke Clear and the Hypnotized Kemp Posse season came out. I went and got both of them at the same time. Like that was where I first started when it came to me doing my music. That was my type of style.
But that's the more that I,
So the more that I grew up and went through life situations, and you know, because I'm a heavy music fan. I started out when I was young. I played West African music. I studied, teached it, and also played it. So before I even got the chance to even get into the music scene like that, I was doing more of African music, samba ensemble music, playing with bells, tambourine.
Oh, you was on the Lion King type stuff, you know what I'm saying?
You know, stuff like that. You know, that's how I first got into it. And then I would say, honestly, that's where I got my mind frame of rhythm from. Not rhythm as in hearing a beat and dancing to it. No, being able to hear a beat, break it down, listen to, they use that sound. That was like my avenue, I could say, when it came to me really being versed in the music. And then once I got a chance to touch rap music, I mean, just the music scene like that, and got my own studio, and wasn't no turning back. And it's still, I think I'm going to be 80 years old and still be in the studio. And hey, it ain't like rapping. I'm just saying, like, just period in the studio, because it's like my life.
That's what's up. That's how I feel about what I do. I'm going to be 80 years old still interviewing you guys.
Hey, look, just call me.
Gotta love what you do. So let me test your artist development right quick. So what are three things that you look for as an artist when you are out performing or putting on a show, or maybe just visiting a venue? Like, what are three things that you look for?
Okay, the first number one thing that I look for is the energy. Like, I'm a big energy person, so I like to feel, to make sure that the energy that I give off is going to bring back the energy that is needed for what I'm around and for me. To be honest, it's not too many. It's not too much, because I'm such a people's person, you know, that it's easy for me to fit in and to be around certain stuff without having to, you know, change who I am. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have too many things that I can say that I'm looking for. I'm more based on energy. And I just feel like once you set that mood of energy around you, then everything should fall in place after that.
Okay, so let's talk about this energy. So what happens when you are performing and the audience isn't giving you the type of feedback that you were expecting? How do you get through your performance?
From the way my life was built and I grew up, I've been on stage since I was 13, 14 years old. So one thing that I've always been taught, regardless of what audience you have, you never stop and you never give up.
Respect it. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So regardless if it's two people in the crowd vibing to my music, to, you know, that day I get 100,000 people in the crowd vibing to my music, it's still going to be the same. It's not going to change. It's not going to change me. I'm still going to be the same person. I'm going to give you me whenever you want it. So it's the same. Like, you know, whatever you put out is what you get back. So that's what I'm about. So I'm not going to put out nothing that's going to give me the feedback that I don't want.
That's what's up. Okay. Respect it. A lot of respect from that.
I'm trying.
A lot of respect from that. You got to know how to keep going no matter what's going on around you. That's the most important thing. So, let's get on a mental state or just asking, do you have a super ego? Do you have something? Are you yourself 100% of the time, or do you feel like when you're on stage that something just takes over and you're just doing?
Okay. Look, man, I mean, I done been down that road before. Like I said, like, I really believe in energy. And when you tap into that right, I mean, it's like Cat Williams said, when you find that key player in yourself and you know that you at that point where, you know, this is it, you feel me? Every moment that you get, you use that moment as maybe this might be the last moment.
Right.
So, you know, you go forward with that. So I don't, the ego thing, I think that's where you'll get stopped at a dead track. You know what I'm saying? That'll be your brick wall instead of a hurdle. Hurdle having an ego. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about this self, like being you, like finding out who you are. Like I'm in tune with, you know, get tapped in with the universe and everything like that. So just having that whole ego thing is just, I don't know, man. I'm just a different person. I don't really believe in the ego. I feel like the ego is more of a selfish thing type thing. So I feel like if you just, you know, push the ego to the side, I think more doors will open up for you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different strokes for different folks. Let me put it there.
Right, because I was about to say, I have a different type of mentality when I say about my ego, because I'm really an introvert. Like, I would rather be by myself. I like to be off in the cut, you know what I'm saying? Doing my own thing. But when it comes to my job, you see, I have to be an outside or introvert person.
Right,
so my ego becomes like, okay, where's that? You know, push or that motivation that I got to get for these people. I got to bring the right energy because I don't, like you said, you know, I don't know where I'm going to be at, and I don't know how people are going to accept or take what I have going on. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm an introvert, so my introvert person is totally different from my shut-off person, chill type person.
Right. It's like me going into a crowd and being like, having the ego of being like, yeah, I know my music's a bomb and this, that, and the
oh yeah, that's a different, that's pride to me.
Right,
that's pride.
So, I know, you know, so all different types of ego. So I mean, even any ego that you have, you're gonna have people that agree with you, some that don't. So it's up to you on how you might want to use your ego.
Right.
Because I feel like everybody's gonna have one. But it's certain ways that you need to go about it.
Right. It's a good way to use it and a bad way to use
it. Right.
Right. Okay. We got an agreement going on. All right. So, what's the song you go around singing in your head nowadays?
Now, how are you asking me? You like this, like, my song? Or you just,
whatever just comes to your mind throughout the day. Like, what's the song that you get stuck in your head repeatedly? Throughout the day.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It depends on what I hear that day. Because I'm not even gonna lie. Now, here's my ego. I gotta be real. My ego is, I really listen to more of my music than anybody else. And I'm just being dead honest.
You know,
I do, don't get me wrong, I got some, but it's just not like me just constantly just being like, okay, I'm about to pop him in, because I'm so tapped in more on my music that I'm trying to make my sound, I'm trying to find out who I am, and I feel like if I get caught and lost in listening to somebody else's, that takes me away from, but I use that to be able to get me where I need to go when it comes to this day and age of music.
And that was my next question for you. Like, do you see yourself growing since you have been started doing your music as an indie artist, or do you feel like it's still the same? Because, you know, some people's music is still the same, and it's like generation or times are changing every year. So you have to be able to, you know, get that feel for whatever time or season is going on. So have you seen any difference, or do you feel like you're still in the same spot as when you first started?
I've seen a major difference. Shout out to my manager, man, Jay Twig, man. Shout out. Listen, I don't mean to say this, but straightpchase.com, y'all go to my website, check out my staff part on my site, man. Shout out to my team, man, because without them, like, I wouldn't be at where I'm at now, you know what I'm saying? But on that whole perspective, man, you know, how can I go about this? I've seen a significant change from where I started at. And one difference that I've seen the change, I started at my mama's desktop computer with a computer mic. And I'm now owner of two studios. And not only that, I can pull up on you with my studio, you know, locally wise.
Yes!
But, you know what I'm saying? When it does happen and it's going to happen, I'm going to be able to pull up on people nationally, internationally wise, you know what I'm saying? But I've seen a significant difference. And then not only that, not only has my music grown, I have grown with my music.
And that's a major plus.
So that's, yes. I have seen a major difference, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to continue to see a major difference because I don't see myself falling back.
My thing is, if you ain't growing, if you ain't learning nothing new throughout your process, then it's a problem within yourself. Because I don't care how much you know or how much information that you've received within yourself, everything and technology and the things we do are always changing. So if you don't stay up to date with that, you're going to get lost in the crowd. You're gonna get left behind. You're gonna, you know, get unnoticed because people go with the flow. They follow. So if you're not one of those, then you just bye, you know, floating by type of people.
Time waits on nobody.
Right. Okay.
Only things don't change on this earth is the human. Other than that, time don't change. The way the work, the way that the world turns, the way that the trees grow, the way that the grass look, it's never going to change. Only thing going to change is the human. Time going to be the same. So either you're going to catch up with or you're going to get left. It's just how it goes.
That part, that's what I say. Okay, so let's get real personal now. So what's your favorite drink and what's your favorite thing to eat? Because they say you can tell a lot from a person by what they drink and what they eat. So.
Okay, well. I like to drink water. Now I ain't gonna stunt. I do have my I don't have coffee, but I'm a hot chocolate and coffee drinker in the morning. But I really like water. You know what I'm saying? I'm really a water man. I'm really a juice. I don't like to do too much of the soda. You know what I'm saying? Of the acid and all that stuff. You know. I try my best to try to be careful what I do be on because, you know, I've seen stuff in my life that has had me question what we are intaking nowadays when it comes to food and stuff like that.
Listen, so anybody that comes to me and say that they are a 100% water drinker, I respect you. That tells me that you care about your health, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that.
I care about my life. It's more than about my health. About my life, you know.
I mean, it takes me a lot to drink some water. I got to be halfway on the dehydrating line. Like I got to be,
you somebody need to take a water hose and put it.
No. No.
You playing?
Okay, so what's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
I'm a white meat person. I'm not a red meat fan. I don't do pork. I don't do red meat. I do more of white meat than anything from to the fish, to the shrimp, to the chicken. But, you know, I'm really light on certain stuff. You know, if I could go out somewhere and it's been, you know, certain situations, I might bust down on a steak one time.
I was just about to say you don't eat steak. Now I can give you credit for the other ones, but steak.
I'm worried, right? So one of the reasons that I don't eat steak it take forever to eat. Like, I ain't got time for all that. I got
well, who cooking your steak? I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just messing up. But I ain't not big on the red meat like that. But I will bust that on the steak if I have to. But it's got to be right, man. It's got to. I can't just have no regular steak. Like, I got to be able to take that knife. That mug got to be. Because I'm a cook. I'm a cook myself. Like,
oh, so you cooking the steak?
I know how to cook, so I know how to cook. So if it don't come out, I'm going to have a small problem. But other than that, you know, no, I'm more of a white meat fan.
Okay. So, back to your music. Where do you find your artistic inspiration? Like, I've listened to your song, Get Right, and I'm going to play it today on my podcast. But for that song, I like it. Where did you find your artistic inspiration for that song?
It came... The whole inspiration of that Get It Right song was me realizing where I'm at now to where I was. And the whole inspiration on the Get It Right was, you know, not only through my song of doing my studio, doing the music, trying to get my sounds right, you know, because like early, I've experienced talking to a person that was an AR for Job Record way back in the years and sending them one of the first CDs that I came out with and for it to make it to the vice president, and the only feedback that I got back was the quality of your sound. The music that you're doing is good, but the quality of the sound wasn't right. That made me fall all the way back, and it wasn't no like, oh, I got this. It was more like, no, I'm about to take this and really take this to heart and get it right. So I came up with the whole mind frame of trying to get it right. My whole objective of from then to now is to, and before I came out with my song to Get It Right, is to have my sound right, to have my quality right, to have my mix right, to really, if I'm serious about what I'm doing.
And that's crazy because I didn't know how important that was when I began my journey and my education on what I'm doing right now. Right. Listening to the mix and mastering on a lot of people's music and market and trying to market them, they will argue you down about their music, you know. And what sounds good to you as an artist, I'm just putting this out there, you know, may not sound good to everybody else. You might be, you know what I'm saying? So you got to think about your fans. It's not about you as an artist. I just had to throw that out there because I go through that, you know, a lot.
You know, so I mean, but that, you know, at the same time, I'm gonna grab that, you know, because it depending on who your fans are, ear-wise, you know what I'm saying. Some of them won't know what the quality of music sound like to compare it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I ain't gonna say fans, but some people around me, they know the difference between me putting out a song and me working on it.
Right.
And me putting out a song and I just made it and was like, oh, I'm excited. Hey, y'all, check this out.
Right.
I went through that where I had somebody call me like, hey, bro, look, man, nah, don't do that, bro. That's what.
And you know what? I gotta give your friends and your fans credit for that, because there's a lot of people that just hype their friends up just because that's your homeboy.
Oh,
and
no.
you know that he don't need to be, or she don't need to be doing it. Yeah, I appreciate
it. Keep it all the way 1,000, man. You ain't gotta beat no push.
Yeah, you got a good crew around you, I see.
I got you. Doors on. AC fine. Not still, man. We do this.
All right, so do you have a fashion icon? Or are you late? What kind of person are you when it comes to dressing?
Myself, straight way. You know, to be honest, fashion icon. I really wasn't into fashion like that. I'm not, like I said, my life has been more music than anything. But, I mean, to be honest right now, I mean, I'm looking at myself because I got my own clothing line thing going. I got the straightway attire going on right now. Or, you know, I got, you know, trying to put out the whole signal of the straightway. You know, my EP is out right now on all platforms. Get It Right is on my EP. Name
my favorite.
EP. It's true to this, not new to this, you know. But the whole clothing line is just more on, I say I base it more on me because, I mean, I'm a brand myself, so I gotta, you know, I gotta put myself out there. You know, I might be like them. Somebody might get asked a question and be like, "Hey, you know what? Hey, I be on that straightway stuff." You know.
Okay, so I feel some type of way about that. Can I speak my piece? Okay, so you say you base your clothing line off of you. What you got for the ladies in your clothing?
Man, listen, on the other side, I got for the ladies. You know, I got.
Okay.
I got for the other side. I'm in partnership with my lady. She has going on with this. Her business is called Keep It CNS, Classy and Sexy.
Yes.
Yeah. One more time, let me say it again. She has it, and it's called Keep It Classy and Sexy. Keep It CNS, and she has the attire for women, not only clothes for her that she's putting out, but also she has some clothing line that I've given to her, women-wise, however you want it, you know, we got it for you.
Shout out to the ladies in business.
Yeah, got to, you know. Listen, it's all about seeing the vision, hearing the vision, and become a vision.
That,
you know,
part.
So, just everybody needs to, like, we I hate to be on this, but we are the underdogs, and we know who we are when y'all hear this over. Like, I'm just trying to get it to the point where, like, look, it's possible, but it's not going to take, one person is not going to get the job done. So,
teamwork.
I'm playing my part. That's all. Straightway.
All right. This is my last question for you today. As an artist, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to be nosy. Is that okay?
Talk to me.
So can you give us an insider on what you have coming up in the next 6 months? As an artist.
You would do this to me. Alright, so what I got coming up in the next 6 months? I got coming up in the next 6 months the album, the Straight Way coming to you, man. All original tracks. No beat jacking, no tight beats, no nothing. All original beats produced by me and produced by other people that's close to me. All tracks, you know, I might, and it's gonna be all me. I might have a couple features, but it's more of me. This album is more of me putting out there what I can do when it comes to my part in the music. Regardless if it's making music, doing music to help people, whatever. Like, I'm just out to touch whatever I can touch in a positive way when it comes to my music.
Okay, so. I am being a feminist again. do you have anything coming up on there for the ladies, or is it just hardcore? Because I can't be out here just hardcore all the time.
Okay, now, you know what? Now I gotta act like this. I got a couple songs. Listen, I got a couple songs. I got a song called Reflection.
Okay.
I got a song called She Say She Down. I got a song called Come Through.
I'm just making sure y'all gotta fight up for us, because some of us don't be on the City Girls and all that they got going on right now.
Let me tell you, okay, so my mother is my hero. My mother is my everything. My mother is the reason who I am today when it comes to not only where I'm at, but also who I am as a man. You know, she's
So, hey, Mama.
She respected. So, you know, shout out to Dr. B. Dr. She's a doctor, y'all. She's listening. All right. Mama, I'm sorry. She graduated with her doctor's degree at the age of 71 years old.
What? So, congratulations.
Shout out to Mama, man. Shout out to Dr. Williams, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's why my shoes is as big as Ronald McDonald's feet. So I got to do my job.
That's what's up. Respect it.
Mama paid the way. So, listen. Shout out to all the women. Shout out to all my strong women out there, man. Without y'all, it wouldn't be no world. Be 100. Y'all the one that make us. So, So shout out to the women, man. Don't count me out on the next.
I was checking you. You got any other special shout outs you want to leave us with today?
Man, listen, all right, trying to make this short speech. Shout out, first of all, to my creator, man. You know, for everything, for every piece of talent, of bone in my body that he gave me. Shout out to my creator, man. Thank Yahweh. Shout out to the city, man. Knoxville, Tennessee, 865, Gun Zone, East Side, man. Stand up. It's your dude, P. Chase, the Don, man. P. Chase, man. Man, shout out to just everybody that supports me, man. Just shout out. That's all, man. Check out my website at straightpchase.com. I'm all on all social media platforms, music, digital media platforms, wherever. Just look it up. If you have to and it's hard for you, just Google me. P. Chase. That's all you got to do. I'm right there on your face. It's straight. Straight way, man. Thank you.
All right, now thank you for joining us today, and I will be dropping your whole podcast today at 4 p.m., so tell everybody to tune in.
Yeah, baby, appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling me, man.
No problem.
Thank you for having me on your show. I humbly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, you guys. That was my interview with P. Chase from Straightway. I hope I said it right, but if I didn't, I'm gonna get it right. We about to head into his first single off of his album called Get It Right. Here it go.
It's time, right, man?
Feedback, yeah. Here we go.
Too long, you know.
Straight. Get it right. All right, you guys, that was P. Chase from Straightway Profit Music. You guys, make sure you check him out. Thank you guys for tuning in to my podcast and my broadcast today. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the love. You guys, make sure you share it on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Google. I don't care. Get it out there. We all over the place right now with MN Live Radio. And don't forget to check out Straight Profit Music, okay? All right, you guys. If you know any indie artists, any DJs with hot mixes, you can have them send that in to MNDesigns, that's with the Z, media at gmail.com. Also, if you know anybody else who's out there who's willing to put their stuff out there for an interview with me, Nala, you can also have them contact us at MNDesigns with the Z, media at gmail.com. You know what time it is here at MN Live Radio, but don't forget every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., it's all Undiscover Gold artists. It's time for y'all to shine. You guys have been rolling and hitting on our radio stations, and these people on my broadcast really do vote on your songs. We appreciate you guys for letting us be a part of your journey. But as for now, I see you on Wednesday. You know what time it is for Nala. I'm signing out.